Hello, and thank you for listening to the Buffering Podcast. My name is Dan Whalen.
And I'm Adam Erdman.
And thank you for joining us for episode 65, where we are now officially an award-winning podcast.
Damn right.
through Vitamin, which is a publication in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the Going Out Guide, as they call themselves, we are on the Best of 2012 list for Best Podcast in first and sixth place.
That's right. We got ranked twice.
Thanks to the fact that some people did the quotes around the name and the ellipses for the entry, and other people just did the Buffering Podcast, and they decided just to leave them both on there. But
yes, indeed.
We like getting two places on the same list.
Yeah, we'll take it.
And so with that, we thought it was really cool that we won, and we realized we've been doing this for a while. We're already on our 65th episode.
Indeed.
And so we wanted to do a retrospective look back, kind of a clip show thing, where Adam and I chose some of our favorite clips from both discussions and episodes, so it's almost like a real episode.
Mm-hmm. And producer Katie picked out some of her favorite moments as well.
Oh yeah, she definitely found some of the good ones, and is in a lot of the good ones too.
Most definitely.
But before we get those clips, a couple things that we want to plug, get it out of the way right away. First, you can find the Buffering Podcast online by going to bufferingpodcast.com. There you can find articles that Adam and I are writing, photos of our guests, archive of all of our episodes, including stuff that you hear tonight, as well as bonus tracks like mic checks, bonus games that we play after show, fun stuff like that. Check it out. After that, we also are on iTunes. You can find us by searching for Buffering, by searching for my name, by searching for Adam's name, or by searching for any of our guests' names that you hear during the episode tonight from some of their awesome clips.
And you can also find us on Twitter at Buffer Podcast. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for the Buffering Podcast. You'll find us. And you can also find our show on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and beyond. On demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Again, thanks for listening. And here's our first clip. It is from episode 13 when we had Lola and Katie Shea in the studio, and that was December 6th, 2011. This was right at the very beginning when the movie Bluff game had just come into being, so enjoy.
Wonderful.
And then about halfway through, we start playing movie Bluff.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you've titled it officially now?
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes. Yep, that's what I titled it from the beginning.
No, I heard bluffering before, but...
Oh, yeah, bluffering. That's right.
I sounded like that.
Yeah.
But you were right. It is kind of just dirty enough.
Just maybe a little bit. Maybe if we have to refer to it in jest, that would be a good way to do it.
I'm bluffering. Just kidding.
Somebody gets something wrong. Man, you're bluffering.
I like it. Let's settle this over a game of bluffering. Adam can't breathe right now. He's my ride home, so...
No killing, Adam.
I really enjoyed that.
I'm glad that landed so well.
I really enjoyed that. Excellent delivery.
that may come out in the game.
And I may lose it this bend again.
All right.
Oh, boy. Okay, so this next clip comes from episode 39 on June 19th, 2012. That episode featured James Wheeler and Katie Shea Robertson, or producer Katie, as she's also known. And basically, we started thinking about funny advertisements for Napster Mobile. So here you go.
Ideas.
I like the idea that Spotify is just like hanging out, listening, you know.
I do too.
Intro, hey, it's about being hot as balls. You know, Napster's probably going to listen and completely relaunch their service. It's going to be better than Spotify or anything else.
Everyone's like,
Napster,
who can
Napster was
first?
Bought by Best Buy, and they are repackaging it at this point. So Napster,
if you're listening, we got some ideas for you.
They're going to repackage it as Napster Mobile.
Probably.
Mobile. Something like that.
So don't just download the episode. Listen to it.
Be honest with yourself. Are you ever home if you're not sleeping? Go Napster Mobile. Okay, that was a weird way to say it.
That was dear
Napster.
Tricked me. I was like,
not all the ideas are winners, but just keep listening. We'll get there.
Oh, it's a hot day and
what do you
apple
do
juice.
But sleep when you're not at home. Like, there are a lot of negatives in there that really threw me off.
If you're at home, you're probably asleep. Otherwise, you're moving. Napster Mobile.
There we go.
We should probably throw something in there about listening to music or something. Napster Mobile. Download it. Put it on your phone just in case. Napster Mobile. Just in case you're not sleeping at home.
Napster Mobile. Go to sleep.
Why sleep? Napster Mobile.
Napster Mobile. Why are you asleep?
Oh, Napster boy. Mobile. We brought Taco Bell.
Google Calendar on my phone and then be able to look at it at home and edit everything that way. And
when you're not sleeping.
Yeah. When you're...
Or on Napster Mobile.
Or on Napster Mobile, yeah.
Napster
Don't
Mobile.
Sleep! Napster Mobile! What the fuck is wrong with you? Napster Mobile. Get your heads out of the cloud! Napster Mobile!
What if Napster Mobile decided to run a completely negative campaign, like some sort of political campaign?
Fuck you, Napster Mobile! Voodoo's illegal in 48 states! Napster Mobile.
Guns, Napster Mobile.
There's a 0.01% chance that you're related to Genghis Khan. Napster Mobile.
That's not a negative thing. Hold on now.
We just gave your cat crack. Napster Mobile.
Genghis Khan killed 1/10 of the world's population. Napster Mobile.
We replaced your weed with catnip. Napster Mobile. Enjoy, suckers.
Do you have the munchies? Napster Mobile.
Oh, that wouldn't make sense, though.
No.
Do you have the munchies? For music?
I was generalizing on people who stuck with Napster Mobile.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Through all those tough, angry times.
Of which there have been many.
Sad, sad fools.
Napster Mobile.
And Pandora, that's Spotify, what we want. Or Napster. Be sure to listen in for more business tips from Dan and Adam.
Napster.
Fuck you.
Napster
Mobile. We have to get that explicit rating out there for a reason.
Mm-hmm. All right. Coming up next in our episode recap is a discussion we had in episode 16 with Emily Dice and Jack Lobb on January 4th, 2012, where we discuss dongles. And yes, most of the conversation is about the word dongle itself. So, enjoy.
One more time.
I had to.
They make a bunch of different boxes that you can pick up, plug into your TV. You can watch a lot of different streaming stuff. I think like upwards of 40 different options of stuff to stream, so it's less limited than the Apple TV. Has come out with not just a streaming box, but it's actually a streaming dongle.
Dongle.
I believe that's the word.
What is a dongle? I wish that word had never come into common.
I don't know what a dongle is.
Oh, gosh.
It's about the same size as a USB drive. It's a little bit smaller than my little keyboard thing. Where it's essentially, yeah. It's a dongle.
Did you think about how you said that last sentence?
A dongle.
Because that just lent itself to me laughing like a 12-year-old. I'm done.
Dongle.
But yeah, perfect picture. Yeah, they're dongle. There it is.
Yes.
Looks like a USB drive, essentially.
It's not the size that matters, baby.
I don't understand that. Why wouldn't they just call it a USB?
Because that's what it plugs into. That's not what it is.
Oh. Makes
the
sense.
Actual thing itself is called a dongle.
Touche.
But the thing that it plugs into is actually an HDMI port. But it's a very specific HDMI port that I wanted to talk about because it is an MHL enabled HDMI port.
Is that the thing I have?
Yes, it's as convoluted as this entire concept is. Essentially, there's a very specified version of the HDMI port. You can just laugh as much as you want.
Did you have a dongle that you could put in her HDMI port?
Oh my god!
No, I don't.
He
he had to research it, and he realized that my phone is one of the few things that currently has use for it.
Dear.
MHL support. It's a number of Samsung phones, a number of HTC phones, a couple Samsung TVs, and a couple Toshiba TVs. But this MHL port will allow people to plug a very small device into their TV directly rather than having to pick up a box for it.
I'm okay with that.
And it's just how technology is continuing to get smaller and smaller, and this thing, you know, allows you, you know, it picks up Wi-Fi automatically. It gives you access to libraries upon libraries of music and movies, and it's the size of a USB thumb drive.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
How expensive is something like that, Dan?
I did not see a release price yet, but they average about $100 for Roku
appliances.
Products.
Okay.
Is, yeah, so, I think someone I know got one for like $80.
So I'd guess somewhere between you know, $60 and $150.
Oh, got a deal. Here's some people.
Somewhere in that realm.
Cool.
And obviously you'd have to find out if your TV is MHL enabled. But if you look it up on, I found the list of supported stuff on Wikipedia, so it's, the list is up.
Mine's not. Mine's like an off-brand from like 2006. It's
mine's
awesome.
A Samsung.
The next clip that we have for our look back at buffering is from episode 46, which we taped on August 7th, 2012 with Maggie Gooey Whalen and Tom Wheels Whalen, where we discuss the phenomenon of Gmail. So make sure to check it out.
Is that everything on your list
of
things to learn tonight?
There's also one other thing called Gmail.
Gmail.
Which I now know of at least 10 people who call it Gmail. You save $5 on postage a year, and you send electronic messages over the computer to your friends on Gmail.
Gmail.
At Gmail. Whatever your name is, at Gmail.
Whatever
just
your name
wanted
is.
To let you know.
Whatever your name
just,
is, at Gmail. So just
and that's,
find that out.
I mean, just so your listeners know, if they're looking for a free cloud service for their electronic mail, gmail.com, I'd like to give a shout out.
Technically, they're our listeners now, aren't they?
I'd like to give a shout out to Gmail.
Gmail.
I'm on the Gmail.
Oh, you already are.
Yeah. And the podcast
so
is,
what's
too.
Your, what's your Gmail name?
Sir
Winston. Sorry, what's your Renaissance name?
Arthur Worthing.
Sir Arthur Worthing at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
You save how much money, literally, have you saved?
Thousands of dollars.
Thousands of dollars, people. Sign up right now.
It's starting to sound like a telethon.
I'm sorry. This is all I know.
Our next clip comes from episode 43, August 18th, 2012. And that week we had Curtis James and Jen Diethart with us. And somehow we got on the topic of Angela Lansbury, and you'll just hear what happened.
But bonuses for the court jester is you get to see a somewhat hot Angela Lansbury. So that's something to check out if you want to blow your mind.
Wow.
And then
I'm there.
I am in.
And then the mom from Mary Poppins is in it too, and she's not bad either.
I'm double in.
No, Angela Lansbury actually was a beautiful woman when she was younger. She's also in a Judy Garland musical called The Harvey Girls. Hmm. And she actually kind of plays the seductress in that, which is really odd, but she pulls it off well if you can get older Angela Lansbury out of your head.
Yeah, that's the thing. You see her and you're like, that's not her. Oh, I can kind of see it now. Ooh, that's kind of gross.
Yeah, it's a little
is that
weird.
Transition?
It's a little weird. It's like seeing there apparently are nude pictures of Judy Garland, or not Judy Garland, Julie Andrews, available somewhere online because she did like a nude photo shoot or a nude scene in a movie or something. And it's one of those things where you're like, but Julie Andrews is like
Mary Poppins,
a grandma, and no, I don't want to see that.
Yeah. There could be porn stars out there who are grandmas too.
I'm sure
living
that's true, but what I mean by Julie Andrews is like a grandma.
Oh, is like a grandma.
Yeah, no, yeah. It'd
be
not
like
the fact that she's a grandma. Technically, it's the fact that she's like, you know.
It'd be like seeing a nude picture of Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah,
it's just like
Ooh, no.
Tomato, tomato.
Our next discussion clip comes from episode 22, which we taped on February 15th, 2012, with Dave Wheeler and James Wheeler for the Wheeler Whalen Flower Hour Plus Adam, where we discussed Rutherford B. Hayes and other presidents, among other things.
If we're going for silly names, I'd go for Rutherford B. Hayes.
That's a good one.
It's pretty solid. Anytime
what
he
is
gets
the B?
A
Rutherford.
I would like to know what the B is, and I'm
ball gonna... sweat.
Ball.
Three
Bolognese. Three syllables in your first name.
Rutherford,
I mean, that's pretty
Rutherford.
Solid.
Yeah. Plus, Rutherford isn't exactly something that's making the top 10, you know, names given to babies.
Baby
yeah. It's not like, okay, we're going to go with every single name from Twilight and Rutherford. Making a big comeback. Look for it. 2013, making a comeback. Rutherford.
Okay, here's the big question.
With the nickname Ruth.
Guess the middle name of Rutherford B. Hayes. Starts with a B.
Bartholomew.
No.
Benjamin?
No.
Bertrand?
No.
Brickle?
Richard.
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 That's awesome.
Rutherford.
I'm changing
Richard
my
Hayes.
Answer. We're going with Rutherford Britcher Hayes.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. It's Beerchard.
Oh, Beerchard.
B-I-R-C-H-A-R-D.
Okay, I don't think he could vault Beerchard. Any higher, but I think that Beerchard...
Fucker just pole vaulted.
Rutherford Beerchard Hayes.
It's like he's just like jumping over Abe Lincoln's tall ass to the top.
Rutherford Beerchard Hayes.
Nice.
Oh.
Beerchard.
Has anybody ever seen... There was a really terrible... It was a YouTube parody, but they were doing... Because they were doing like history of the presidents, and it was Taft Man instead of Scat Man, and it was terrible because it basically got to like the chorus, and he just went...
Wait, like, I'm a Scat Man?
Yeah.
I'm a Taft Man.
And it was just his fat like, rumbling. Yeah.
Our next clip comes from November 27th, 2012, episode 62, with Matt Walstead and Peter Jurgensen. This was during the mic check. Somehow we got on the topic of Thanksgiving and different food items, and eventually it led to, well, the Thanksgiving carnival. Matt,
yeah, bread moistening. Yeah,
bread moistening.
But then, even then, it sounds like something that you do with like a squirt gun. Because, like, you wouldn't hit it too much, but just a little bit.
I do have a way of making everything sound terrible. It's always been a skill of mine.
Well, when you put it that way with the squirt gun angle...
It'd still be kind of fun, but then it'd be horrible to try to clean out the squirt gun thereafter, and that's the problem.
Ah, unless you just got, like, a cheap one from Walgreens or something like that,
or
that you're only intending to use once.
Or only intending to use every time you have chicken broth.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a...
Let me get my broth gun.
Just a dedicated broth gun. Yeah, that'd be good.
And you have to label them because one would have to probably be like gravy. And you might have to have some other, like a vegetable broth in case you have a vegetarian over.
Someone get William Sonoma on the line. I think we've got something here.
Canola oil gun, ketchup gun. Although the ketchup is probably too thick to work with your
conventional
squirt gun.
Yeah, I was starting to think
gun.
About that. And it's like, okay, well, no barbecue sauce gun necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you could. You would just need a larger caliber gun. Something
right.
Like a Desert Eagle or even maybe going up to like a shotgun, although then things get messy.
See, that was the other thing I was thinking of is if any sort of sauce had a lot of herbs in it or anything like that, you'd need to have basically the equivalent of buckshot. So, like the very herby... liquids would get that shotgun approach.
Could be fun, though, and less moving around for you to just have somebody open up the oven. It's like, oh, it's time for basting. Bam!
You could baste from the other side of the kitchen. It'd be awesome.
As well as the rest of the kitchen.
Yeah. Baste your friends. Anyway. But I just got this great mental image of a carnival game where instead of like shooting like tin pop-up things, it'd be just pieces of bread, and that would be how you would make your stuffing. Maybe you could like dual wield your chicken broth guns and.
See, I was actually thinking as soon as you said carnival, I thought it was going to be like a turkey basting midway game, like a little fake turkey that you have to like squeeze a baster over until the I don't know. It's done or whatever. It's fully basted.
Yes. Well, that could be part of the shooting game that I've described. Some of them could be pieces of bread, and some of them could be turkeys to baste. So you'd have to alternate between guns.
So we're going to create a Thanksgiving-themed circus then.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking you'd have to have a mashed potatoes one.
What could you do with mashed potatoes?
Other than mash them.
Well, I think that would just be the strong man with just the giant mallet. And...
Except instead of hitting the button, you'd hit a giant plate of mashed potatoes.
Yeah. So like it'd be sponsored by Gallagher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Potato-matic. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So we have stuffing, turkey. Okay, something with pie.
Pie.
I mean, the pie eating contest, but that's not really along the same lines as this. We're...
Oh, got it.
What?
You know those games where you have to use the water gun to shoot the little tin plate to make the thing go up?
Yes.
Well, you could replace the tin plate with a pie pan, and then you'd have to shoot like cherry filling or apple filling into the pie pan.
And it'd be great if it's one of those moving guns so that you can turn around and hit somebody else. Yes. Pie filling for everyone.
Just one fat guy at the end, just loading it.
Sir, you've been warned.
But this cherry pie filling is delicious.
I'm sorry, sir, you've lost the game again. Have I? I don't think I have. I think you don't understand the game.
17 more games, please.
I am feeding my whole family.
Through my mouth.
Just see like an old grandma just loading it into her purse.
You're done, Doris. Get out of here.
See, when you said... spraying at a tin, I thought it'd be like the pies there, and you just have whipped cream, and you have to top the pie.
Oh.
So that'd be good for the pumpkin side.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, more traditional.
Yep.
And again, something really funny to spray at other people.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. What else? What haven't we covered? Cranberry sauce, that could also fall under the Gallagher category of the strongman sitch. Maybe for the kiddies, the cranberry sauce one. Or let's see.
Because I mean, realistically, our tradition for the cranberry sauce is to cut, like, to open a can and then remove it from the can perfectly with the ridges still intact.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And then putting a little birthday candle in it.
Nice.
All for wheels.
I do love can shaped gelatins.
So I was trying to think of, like, there isn't necessarily. Well, I mean, there's the thing where you, you know, throw a ball, knock stuff down. So maybe your job is to fill the cans with cranberry sauce, so you either have to force it in there to get that perfect shape.
Ah. Or maybe instead of the cans, you could use the target could be those perfectly formed cranberry sauce.
Well, you got to throw the can and it's got to get on there.
Ooh, no, that's not what I was thinking.
Oh,
I was
thinking of
that would be like the fishbowl game.
Yeah.
A pyramid of cranberry sauce that is still in the shape of the can that you have to knock over.
Wiggling gently in the breeze.
Yeah.
You know what? I think it'd be fun to throw drumsticks at that.
I like that.
Oh, you know what we didn't do? Gravy.
Gravy. What do we do with gravy?
That's what somebody gets dunked into when you throw thing. It's just Earl again. He's done with the pie. He's volunteered to go into the gravy tank.
By the end of the day, it just smells like death.
And cherry pie filling. Earl.
Thanksgiving circus! Yay!
No rides, just games.
Yep. I keep thinking about the... Maybe that's what the gravy one could be, like... Because you know, there's that game where you have to throw the ping pong ball into the bowls. Yeah, but it's like a big one that's got like 100 bowls and they're all rotating. Yeah. Maybe that could be in gravy instead of water, and then the bowls could be gravy boats.
Oh, you know what we didn't do?
And the ping pong balls could be cranberries.
The duck picking one. We haven't done anything with that. Yeah. That's a standard.
Possibly we're neglecting the ride aspect of things. I mean, everybody loves a lazy river. There's no reason why they wouldn't love a gravy river.
I was thinking mashed potato river. Like, you just go really slow, but just like that. They just keep pumping it in, so you're just, it's more like a conveyor belt of mashed potatoes.
Gravy river mashed potato boat.
Ooh. Ooh. I like that.
That's why I get made the big buck. No, I don't. That's not. It's going to.
It's going to make the big bucks. I believe it will.
For 2 days out of the year.
Then you could have your turkey drumsticks with you on your gravy boat. I mean, your mashed potato boat, and you could dip them in the gravy as you go along. Never mind. Maybe that wasn't a good idea. This is a terrible idea. I'm sorry. It was horrible.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of a gondola as a gravy boat.
Yes.
Because then you can have the Italian guy standing on the handle.
You could. Yeah.
I can see
Thanksgiving
it now.
Circus!
The second to last discussion that we have for the look back at buffering comes from episode 54, which we taped on October 2nd, 2012, with Ben Raj Rogers and James Wheeler, where James did a fantastic little bit about Funyuns. Listen in.
I feel like I need to do a production plug for Funyuns. I want to like read the back.
This episode
of the thing.
Brought to you by Funyuns. The 90s snack.
This
that
episode
just keeps
of the Buffering
back.
Podcast is brought to you by Funyuns, onion flavored rings, a deliciously different snack that's fun. For a change of pace that's fun and deliciously different, Funyuns brand onion flavored rings are the snack. Funyuns brand onion flavored rings crunch with the zesty flavor of onion coupled with the crispy texture and shape of an onion rings. Enjoy Funyuns brand onion flavored rings. Great taste with your favorite foods. Funyuns brand onion flavored rings are fun. Find us on facebook.com/Frito-Lay and download and listen to the Buffering Podcast episode 54 on bufferingpodcast.com at Buffer Podcast on Twitter.
Funyuns. They're not onion
Funyuns.
Rings.
They're Funyuns.
You know, I was wondering as you read through all of that whether or not they were really fun. Because how many times do they use like fun in that?
A lot of times.
It just kept going.
No, seriously, this is it. Funyuns brand onion flavored rings are a fun snack that you and your family can eat anywhere and enjoy with your favorite foods. They are great for picnics, parties, and lunches. Also, try them with your favorite dip for a taste sensation that runs rings around other snacks. Next time you're in mood for a snack that's different, try Funyuns brand onion flavored rings. Funyuns brand onion flavored rings are fun.
Ugh.
Please, six.
Put so what's the one adjective you'd use to describe Funyuns?
Round.
Round.
Okay, so August 28th, 2012, episode 49, after we had finished taping that episode, Shelby Lano told us about the Great Cheese Flood at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Enjoy.
Yeah, I was working the Shepherd's Pie booth, and we kind of like share it with the soup bread bowl people.
Yep. Now where are you located? Are you over by the food by what's his name, Phoenix and the Tortuga twins, or
Johnny Phoenix,
or are you in the other food niche area over closer to the cleaning ladies or whatever they're called, or
kind of by the jousting, I think.
Where kind of, yeah, kind of near there.
By the jousting, okay.
I think it's like Area 200 or something.
Just to direct people who are, you know, looking for this fantastic flood.
Right. There will be, like, it's right next to the beer guys, too. So they'll be shouting, you know. So follow the funny, like, if you're not seeing double, you're missing half the fair.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Right.
Anyway, cheese. Cheese flood.
Yes.
We share with Soup Bowl, and they have like these vats of soup, and they have this beer cheese soup. And we have it in like frozen bags, and we throw it in these vats, and it thaws out somehow.
Magic.
Yeah, but somehow the bags failed to contain cheese soup.
Oh.
And it went everywhere. And then it was also like raining that day, so it watered it down. Basically swimming in cheese, which is awesome, but also horrible to clean up.
Yeah, I imagine that wouldn't really be the easiest way would just be to start another fire.
Yeah,
kind of right? Like last year.
I was going to say,
too many scotch eggs on the floor. No, burn it.
You had to choose like between getting flooded or on fire. It was
2 years ago, maybe?
Conundrum.
Another fire. Cheese flood. Kill it with fire!
It's our only weapon.
Yeah. Huzzah!
It's on fire. Huzzah! Oh, celebrating weird things.
Put the dollars in the bread bowl.
The first game clip we have for you for this episode is from episode 2, which we taped on September 20th, 2011, with Emily Dice and Gina Dolsky. Second round of Leonard Maltin we ever played, and we had a great time with this one. And yes, it is the Boondock Saints clip. Funny.
Who are you? Oh, that's right. I love you, Gina Dolsky.
Okay. Emily, your choices are silent films. The word silent is in the name.
Why do you do this?
I don't know.
AFI's 50 most quoted movies.
What is pretty
AFI, American Film Institute.
Ah, okay.
So really good movies.
Quoted movies?
Yeah, 50 most quoted movies, so it's from that list.
Like Stella!
Yeah, okay, okay.
Or,
thank you. That was awesome. I love you.
Not The Godfather. So these are movies that Francis Ford Coppola directed that aren't The Godfather.
Okay, I'm going to do the AFI one because I think I might have actual shot at that one.
So you think.
Oh, way to be a bastard.
There's so many movies to choose from that it's just, you know.
Oh, now you're just
miss.
Like A Streetcar Named Desire. Stella.
Let's go with 1982, 1989, or 1991.
Say those again. I wasn't
1982, 1989, 1991. 91. Leonard Maltin gives this movie 3.5 stars.
Okay.
It's based on the Thomas Harris bestseller. Almost unbearably intense and brilliantly acted. It was an Oscar winner.
Do I get a quote?
No. That's not a part of this game.
I was banking on that.
It's not part of this game. And followed 10 years by a sequel.
Oh!
And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 names. 12 names.
Boondock Saints.
Why are you guessing?
Yes.
Why are you guessing?
Am I wrong?
Why are you? You're not answering the question.
No, then I want to name it.
Oh, man. Then you say zero names.
Zero names.
Okay. Now it goes to Adam. Zero names.
I'm sorry. I got
Why are you guessing?
I got all excited.
This is the most special round of Leonard Maltin ever.
Fuck.
Don't do that. That's my table.
And his mic stand. Anyway,
zero names.
Who would be on the top of the bill for that one?
Don't be mean. Let me have it. You each have a point.
Negative one names.
Okay, Gina, it goes to you.
Name that movie.
What's the movie?
Boondock Saints.
Wrong.
Oh, it's not Boondock
Saints? Of course. No.
Crap.
You said 10 years later.
That can doesn't I just, mean that it's Boondock
Saints. Can I just make a guess?
That's yes, you can make a guess.
Is it Basic Instinct?
No.
What is it?
None of those movies have the big quotes. It's Silence of the Lambs.
Are you kidding me? There are big quotes in Boondock Saints.
Yeah, they say
AFI's
fuck like
top 50.
Also
times.
In Basic
yeah,
Instinct.
Yeah, why not?
top 100 maybe. Boondock Saints not even. No.
Oh, God.
No, but
AFI, not you.
Dave is in the background.
Dave is in the background with 2 points because he knows points. What he's yep. talking about.
On September 18th, 2012, Katie Best and Joel Vollmer joined us for episode 52, and it was a pretty epic round of Movie Bluff, especially since two completely ridiculous made-up names made their way into the mix, and hilarity ensued. Here you go.
breakaway cast?
Oh, look at you. Nice.
I had to get points back somehow.
Hmm.
Brownie points, not actual game points.
Yeah, I was going to say, usually it's softball, but obviously you're speaking a language that Joel understands.
Mm-hmm. At this point, it is softball, but depending on how I answer it, it could go rampantly.
Well, it's a softball to him and not so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a shot put to me.
Yeah. So the question is to toast? Immediately eliminate Adam and Dan and make this a two-person battle.
Except...
Usually we try to do the hacky sack, you know, one full round, and then you stab somebody in the eye.
Well, I do have to pee, so I'll hurry back. Just
okay. KO. I'm gonna go with Dennis Quaid.
Really?
Really?
Okay.
That's the softball.
That is the softball. Well, no, there's one that could be a bigger softball, but Dennis Quaid's pretty
Dennis
easy.
Quaid.
Dennis Quaid, and I'm gonna say movie.
Okay. Never mind my bladder. Dennis Quaid. He's been in things that I've seen. And I know exactly what he looks like. Okay. I got it. Remember the Titans movie. You're not allowed to...
Technically, Dan.
Oh, Dan. Is
Dan has to bluff him.
Dan's
but safe. I had the eyebrows up to... What? So, I mean, they're right that you're wrong. That
so,
I don't believe that Dennis Quaid is in it. So, producer Katie is verifying, just in case he wasn't like an extraneous parent or something. Oh, look, Dennis Quaid walking around in the background.
He was fan number two at the last game.
What's funnier is I know exactly what movie he's thinking of.
He was totally a football coach in a movie that was not Remember the Titans.
No, he wasn't.
No, but I know what movie you're talking about now. Thank you.
Right idea. Right thematic choice. Wrong sport.
Because you were thinking of The Rookie.
Probably.
Ding!
Okay, well, I'll be back. I'm out.
Bathroom. But I will say movie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
In Good Company. Ah!
I hope that got picked up.
My evil twin is in that.
Which one? Grace. Yeah, we got that. Cast. No, movie.
More Dennis Quaid.
Okay. Thank God. Although Adam did give me Topher Grace, so right. I would have had at least one. In Good Company? I have no idea what that movie is.
That's okay.
That's all right.
Oh, wait. I remember that
Dennis
one.
Dennis Quaid.
Never saw it, but I know of it. I just remember the poster.
See? That's how I am.
Topher Grace was kind of snarky looking, I believe.
Yeah.
I kept going to Randy Quaid. Like,
yeah, he's brothers.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I
you
got
never that. Know it.
But it's just like last year's like Quaid, no, Randy Quaid, no. No. That's Quaid.
Okay.
Ooh. I have a really bad one.
I do too, and I can remember the movie. I can remember people in it.
But the title is...
I cannot remember the title.
It's the worst.
So I'm racking my brain to figure out what else he was in.
I was just like the sound of discovery. Because, I mean, obviously there's a visual element that we all get to take in, but even when people get to hear, it's like, oh, she just got it. She just got it.
No mistake.
Because, I mean, it'd be distinguishable from, like, I just sat in something, ooh. Something
smells
bad,
high-pitched. You could actually see the light bulb when that sounds
yes,
off.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I did not get this long for Owen Wilson.
Pandorum.
What?
Why are you doing a...
It's a current movie. He was in a movie called Pandorum. It was out like a couple years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Pam Dorum, like no, somebody's no, name. No, I was no. just like, no, she said movie.
No, like Pandora, but Pandorum.
Pandorum.
And I'm going to go with movie?
Yeah, that sounds good. I seriously heard Pam Dorum. I was like, who the fuck's Pam Dorum? Dennis Quaid movie that... Okay, I will say... I believe it's called Yours, Mine, and Ours.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah!
Yep.
And...
Oh, that's so much better.
I'm tempted to, I'm going to say Cast.
You're mean.
We've been cycling
that,
a bit.
What is that chick's name?
Exactly. I had to look at her face for a while to remember. But there are a couple youngins who were recognizable since I think everyone knows which movie it is.
Right. Except for the fact that now I'm mixing up the kids between that and...
Cheaper by the Dozen?
And Cheaper by the Dozen.
Which was the better
So I've already
of
thought
movies.
Of two I haven't seen of either the Cheaper of the Dozen kids and not any of Yours, Mine, and Ours kids. And I'm like...
You could always bluff.
It's the point in the game where the grunge noise comes out.
Yeah.
I do every time.
It's the vocalization of thought. Just,
exactly. It also means a really creepy Asian person is going to kill you.
It also means that a really creepy alien is going to kill you.
Or I have I a wouldn't know. Baseball card in my spokes.
Yep. Okay.
I preferred
what is her name?
In the front fork.
Never did that.
It sounded like a dirt bike. It was awesome.
What's her name? Pam Dorum.
Who the fuck is Pam Dorum?
How did you know that?
Pam Dorum for president.
Pam Dorum. Pam Dorum. He doesn't exist as far as I'm aware.
That was beautiful.
Thank you. She doesn't exist and she has her own theme song. What can you do?
Amazing.
You got anything for us?
And it's a no? Western.
Okay,
theme
I think
song.
I figured out the chick's name.
Okay.
Susan Lennart.
She's just gonna drop it
Cast.
And walk away.
Cast.
Who?
Yeah, I actually want to know who?
Susan Lennart. Wow.
But she did say Cast.
You did say Cast.
I did say Cast.
Oh my god, I'm in such a conundrum right now.
Susan Lennart? Lennart.
Mm-hmm, Lennart.
Lennard.
Oh my god.
Adam, are you just going over Dennis Quaid movies over there?
No, actually, I got distracted by the new... this is clearly a response to the iPhone 5 announcement, but there is a new Droid Razr out called the Droid Razr M. And basically, the entire front of the phone is the screen. There is, like, no black edges. That's impressive. It looks really cool. I just...
Sounds like I would break
was
it
looking
really
at the
fast.
Email.
Yeah, me too.
And I love my phone, and before I saw this, I was like, oh, there's like nothing that I would change about this phone. It's great. And then, of course, they expand the screen to the entire surface of the front of the phone.
So yeah. Susan Lennart.
Now I'm feeling inadequate.
I so don't want to bluff Katie, though.
But not really. I still love my phone.
Oh, this sucks.
I like this maniac laugh. I want this to go somewhere.
Oh my god.
I want the bluff now. Oh, she's looking at porn.
God.
Producer.
I knew she was
you know what?
Blushing over there for a reason.
God. Okay. So I am going to go with Hilary Duff and movie.
I'm pretty sure that she wasn't in it, so I'm going to call shenanigans on Hillary Duff being in Yours, Mine, and Ours.
And you'd be right. She was in Cheaper by the Dozen.
She was in Cheaper by the Dozen and not whatever movie you guys have been talking about for the last 10
minutes. Susan Linehart.
Linehart. And
there were no Susans.
She could have said Susan B. Anthony, and she'd have been equally as right.
Susan Linehart is one of the vendors.
Someone might have had a Susan B. Anthony dollar in their pocket in the movie.
So that means it goes back to me.
Oh, I'm in so much trouble now.
To Susan Linehart cast.
better you than me.
So that means I will go with Rene Russo.
Her name.
Movie.
What is going on here?
Kate is enjoying the fact that Susan Linehart got through.
She,
because who the fuck is Susan Linehart? She's friends with Pam Dora.
Pam Dora and Susan Linehart, Academy Award winning
duo.
Nothing.
So, Rene Russo.
Rene Russo.
Or Russo.
Russo. God.
This episode of Buffering Podcast featuring Pam Dorham and Susan Linehart.
God.
What you got?
The Net? Movie?
I'm going to say no. Yeah, Sandra Bullock.
I think if you're going to fake, you need to fake with more confidence.
Because you sold Susan Linehart to the point where it's like,
do it again.
Can't
I
get
two. Do it again. It used all of it.
Used all of your gumption. But by getting
focused all of my bluffing powers into Susan Linehart.
I had to bluff him. That's hard.
By getting that second point, it's actually a perfect time for us to wrap up. So, Katie, since you were the last one,
I'm awarding you an honorary point for Susan Linehart.
Thank you.
The next game clip that we have for you is episode 41, which we taped on the 4th of July at the Excelsior Commons for our 4th of July game show. For this game, we actually had Alex A.J. Johnson, Adam, and Mayanna Preble playing the Leonard Maltin game. Enjoy.
Adam, you weren't in that skirmish, so you get to start, and it goes to A.J.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes, it does. And I have to get rid of this one on the list and then go back. And your choices are Patriot, comma, actors from Old Glory, so Red, White, and Blue, or Fourths.
Let's go with Fourths this time.
Good call.
That's the one we haven't touched yet. So your options are 1965, 1977, or 2005.
Wow. I would like... Fourth movie in a series?
Fourth movie in a series.
Oh, okay. Let's go with 1977.
1977. Leonard Maltin gave this movie 3.5 stars. Calls it elaborate, imaginative. Calls it hip. It won 7 Oscars.
Cool.
Followed by a sequel. So another one. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8 names.
That is a... Let's go with 7 names.
7 names. AJ goes to you.
Give me 6.
6.
3.
3.
Name that movie.
All right, your 3 names are James Earl Jones, Kenny Baker, And Anthony Daniels.
Oh, of course.
Ah.
You tricked us.
It's the fourth.
You bastard.
But wait, yeah. But wait. Duh, she hasn't made her guess
exactly.
yet.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's the only reason.
Star Wars. Do you have to name which one?
Which one?
All right. Time for
an argument.
Okay, I've never seen any of them, so...
I just want to see, you know, stab in the dark, because technically, according to the review, it's just listed as Star Wars. So,
oh, yes!
So she is accurate in that.
She's got it.
Well, then. Maybe.
But I want to see.
It
what?
Is New Hope.
It is New Hope.
Maybe Star Wars number four?
That is true, too.
Oh, man.
Damn it! You suck.
Between that and something like James Bond.
I was thinking while you were reading it, 1977, the same year that Star Wars came out.
I was wondering why nobody said zero names. I was like, somebody's going to do this just right out of the bat.
Because technically I would have counted Phantom Menace as number four.
I was thinking Phantom Menace. Me too.
That's technically number four.
That
was tricky.
Yeah, you did.
Yes!
Lucky winner.
4th of July winner winning it on the 4th.
You outnerded the nerds.
We have been
shamed, with movies I've never seen.
Yay. Wow.
Oh, man.
Goodness.
I need a drink. Episode 61, November 21st, 2012, saw one of the best rounds of Movie Bluff ever played on the podcast, and that was with Drew and Curtis James in studio here. Enjoy.
I think I have a good starter for this round of Movie Bluff.
Okay, cool.
The bonuses like round.
Yeah, the bonus round. Bluffs. I will say...
Now
I have a second one. Okay.
What direction are we
going? We're going to start clockwise again.
That's me. I'm next.
And I will say Steve Buscemi movie.
Hey.
Con Air cast.
Ooh.
Nicolas Cage movie.
All right.
Pick a movie, any movie.
Gone in 60 Seconds cast.
Ooh. Oh, what's his name? I just saw him when he guested on Friends, and I can never think of his name because it's funny and Italian and doesn't match his demeanor. So I will say Angelina Jolie movie.
Yeah.
With the dreadlocks.
Yeah. The white dreadlocks?
Yeah.
Oh, damn, I just thought of my other answer, but not the one I was trying to think of before.
Deadliest Sin cast. Challenge. Antonio Banderas. You can double check that, but I'm pretty sure. Deadliest Sin with Angelina Jolie.
Why did I not think that was the name of it?
Because I've never heard of that one in my life. So.
What's it called? Oh, no, it's...
Original Sin?
No, it's Original Sin. Oh. Son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
With Antonio Banderas.
Victory.
Would you have known Antonio Banderas?
Yeah, probably not. probably not.
Lucked out. So that means it's technically Angelina Jolie movie to you.
Angelina. Let's go with Taking Lives. Cast.
God, I would have knocked
Taking
you out.
Taking Lives.
But you didn't.
I know.
Taking Lives.
It's a set.
Taking Lives.
One of the better sex scenes on video in that movie.
Inappropriate. This is a family podcast.
No, it's definitely rated as explicit. So this actually has a low level of swearing for an episode. So, fuck. There we go. Even though this is a bonus track anyway.
One of the better fuck scenes.
Thank you.
All the movies.
I'm giving Sherry the link to this. Sherry's our mom.
Your mom is inappropriate.
Yeah, you don't want to say anything.
Would Angelina Jolie make a fornication scene with?
Are you just stalling at this point, sir?
Most definitely.
Most definitely.
Antonio.
This is what he's good at.
Is that your answer?
Movie. Antonio Banderas movie.
You know, I haven't seen this, but I do like the Just Because I want to get off of this track as soon as I can and stay in the game. So, with Antonio Banderas to just perpetuate
yes.
this along.
Yes.
As Antonio Banderas would say.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
For Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
Antonio Banderas.
I will say Shrek 2 cast.
By the way, it was not Antonio Banderas.
Oh, I know.
Definitely I know. Not.
Who was it?
Just Ethan Hawke.
Oh, yeah. No.
Ethan Hawke.
I don't know.
I knew that.
It was a violent one. It was a violent one.
We'll go, violent sex one.
We'll go Mike Myers movie.
Interesting note to interject. Wayne's World 3, script is done.
Is that true?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Ah.
But yes, Mike Myers. And you said movie?
Movie.
Cool. Very cool. Let's go with So I Married an Axe Murderer. Movie.
Austin Powers Gold Member cast.
I know a good one. Yeah, I can think of at least one, but I can't think of another movie that...
I know exactly where I would go.
I know exactly where I would go with this.
Beyonce movie.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Music videos do not count.
Oh, shit. What's that?
But was she
I know another movie that she's in.
Was she?
There was one that I wanted to see, but...
there's a movie where she gets sensual in.
Huh.
There's also one where she gets crazy. Kind of, catty.
Protective.
I'd say it
My
was...
It's just a flat line.
All it is.
No
it
one's going to hear.
It's all the single ladies. You said. All the single ladies.
Baby, I can see your halo.
I'm trying to think. She made a cameo in a TV show from the 90s when she was still with Destiny's Child, but I can't think of it right now.
That would have been fantastic.
Yeah, there's a
history of name drops, that would have been fantastic.
If I could go that far, that would have been pretty awesome. But... Charlie's Angels cast.
I'm going to call your bluff. Really? Oh, well, see, shows what really? I know.
Hey,
oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who was she?
She was...
Yeah. I hope it was in Charlie's Angels 2 just to fuck with you. Damn.
She was actually looking at Beyonce Knowles, and one of the movies she's known for... On IMDb is Charlie's Angels.
That's weird. Oh, well, who cares?
He set you up with that one. He actually knew it from the beginning.
So you need a cast of, as soon as it's confirmed.
So you tried to call my bluff.
She confirmed it.
So that means...
So it goes back to me.
Yeah.
No,
it goes to me, right?
Or, yeah, but Charlie's Angels cast goes to
No, yeah, it's just Charlie's Angels cast because I didn't call you on like something else that she was in or something.
Right.
Yes.
Wait, can I ask a question before we do this?
Yes.
What was the Beyonce movie with...
It had Ali Larder in it.
Yep, it did. And then it had that famous guy who is also in
Obsessed.
Yes, that's it.
He's also in Dreamgirls.
Yes, Dreamgirls was
my one I would have gone
Dream
with.
Dreamgirls, yeah. That's right.
I wanted to see Obsessed just to see her fight.
I've seen it.
Is it good?
Yeah, and Ali Larder, is that her name?
Larder. Yeah,
she's
Larder.
Really
L-A-R-T-E-R,
Larder.
Larder.
Really good looking.
She's right, not Drew. Ugly.
Here we go.
So,
Bill Murray movie.
Oh, well, all right. Groundhog Day movie.
This is when you need to close them out, Drew.
This is when I
close not out. On this topic, but when it gets down to one-on-one.
Yeah. Okay. Time to spike.
Zombieland cast.
Oh, nice. Okay. Emma Stone movie.
Easy A.
Nice. That's what I would have said.
Movie.
Okay. What do I want to do? Oh, what's that one that I love? Crazy Stupid Love movie.
And you might have just gotten spiked on.
Easy A cast.
Oh, you just said Easy A.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just did.
Hang on.
Oh, you went movie?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, he went movie. Yep.
I thought you went Crazy Stupid Love cast.
I could have. I should have. Why didn't I?
The Amazing Spider-Man cast.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is that the new one?
Yes.
Okay. Balls.
I own it.
No, she doesn't have those.
No.
No, that's true. That's true. Yes.
Tobey Maguire.
She has a lady garden.
Say Tobey Maguire.
That's false.
Say that.
He was not.
Do it anyway.
William Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafriend. let's see.
It's delicious water.
Let's see. Oh, I really wish I had seen that now.
You never saw it.
There's a...
This water is delicious, but it is spilling.
Ah, damn.
There are a handful of good answers here.
There are a lot of people in that movie.
I'm sure there are... Oh! Old Standby. Let's see. God, but...
I can't tell when he's stalling and when he's thinking.
No, it's...
He's always stalling.
What's his name, though?
Isn't there a speed round rule?
There is. For the actual episode itself, but now it's on his honor, which he is defiling, I guess?
He does not look good for him.
Did you say he's defiling his honor?
He's definitely not defending it.
come on.
Did you see it?
Why can't I think of his name?
I've got it downloaded. I never got around to seeing it.
I know something else he's been in.
If you want to use it. Oh, yes.
I have
something else.
I have to bow out, but...
I'll list a couple for you.
Yeah, but I just want to know the one who invented all these characters. He makes cameos in all these movies.
He does.
Yes, he does.
He does make a cameo in this one?
He does. Stan Lee. Stan Lee is in it.
Fuck.
Yeah, he's at the end.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Plays Spider-Man. Yeah. You also could have gone with Martin Sheen.
Yep.
Who plays the dad. You could have gone with Reese Ilfans, who is the villain.
Wouldn't have known.
And then who's the police mom detective?
That I don't know because I haven't seen.
It's Emma Stone's dad
in the movie.
Is that Kevin Bacon? No,
it's not Kevin Bacon.
Isn't
producer Katie will check it for us.
I thought it's Kevin Bacon was somehow tied to that movie somehow.
Big name.
Yeah, Kevin Bacon's tied to every movie.
Yeah, he is.
Dennis Leary.
Yeah, it's that same kind of stretched out face.
Sally Field is definitely the.
Okay.
Correct.
So Drew got.
Oh my God! I wish he had said Sally Field. Let's get into a Mrs. Doubtfire.
I am ashamed.
Yeah, Drew gets the first point in this round.
All right. Well, that wraps up our last game clip for this clip show. So thank you very much for listening.
Yes, thank you so much.
I mean, I would have to say that my favorite one is still Boondock Saints, which was a classic, but it was always fun.
Indeed it was. I would have to say that,
Yeah, I'm making you choose on the spot here as we wrap this up.
It's so hard to choose. I might have to go with the Gamal.
Gamal was a really good one, too.
Yeah, I loved that.
But thank you very much, everyone, for listening and for voting us in as best podcast in Minneapolis for 2012 through Vitamin.
Yes, thank you very much. You know, our subject matter is streaming media, but if you really want to know what the podcast is about, you picked the right episode. So.
Right.
So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening, and we will. We have a special game show couple things coming up next week, and then we will be back in the studio at the beginning of next year.
Hooray!
So see everybody in 2013.
Bye-bye.